Powwow. Welcome. We have a guest who is known and respected all around the world. We are very lucky to have him here to discuss his thoughts about MGTOW, also known as MGTOW. And he should be here right about now. Right on time. Welcome, Mr. Spock.
Greetings and salutations.
I'd also like to thank your captain for allowing us your valuable time.
The captain is a fan of your program. I have no idea why.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. I guess I'm known all over the universe then. So what do you think of the studio? Do you like it? Does it make you feel at home?
It looks reasonably similar, but not functional.
Well, we put a lot of work into this. So what do you think of the MGTOW philosophy?
Well, considering the way the females are acting on planet Earth right now, MGTOW is the male's safest bet.
Do you know, Spock, what MGTOW monk is?
Yes, MGTOW monk is very similar to what we have in Vulcan. They stay away from all females, so no reproductive process is necessary. Well, you may not know, but we don't go chasing around all the time trying to find a mate. We only do that every 7 years.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think I could do that one.
Which allows us a greater time for productivity. It's just logical. But we do mate for life.
2 weeks is about my maximum, really. How do Vulcan females compare to the human females?
There's no comparison at all. Vulcan females are logical. On planet Earth, the females are bonkers.
Does feminism exist on Vulcan?
There is no real reason for feminism to exist on Vulcan. Females are logical, and everybody is equal.
I think I'll move right there now. Are there any simps on Vulcan, Spock?
No, there is no simps on Vulcan. They were weeded out hundreds of years ago.
So what do you think of modern feminism on Earth today?
Well, I think feminism in Earth's history was a good thing. However, it's morphed into something completely evil.
Oh look, your ship's starting up. It's got to go for a call. It's an emergency. Yeah, it's off to another galaxy.
Fascinating.
Well, we thought it was good, didn't we? Took a lot of work, that. It worked well. Spock's not impressed. If you were bonded with a female on Earth, would you get married, considering the laws are nowadays?
Considering the marriage laws on planet Earth right now, which are barbaric, I wouldn't even entertain it.
So, Spock, this is a bit personal, but do you have a female partner at the moment?
Well, I did have a female many years ago named T'Pring. However, she cheated on me with another man, and she was known in the Vulcan world as a hussy. And I have deleted her from my brain.
Do you see MGTOW getting bigger or just dying out in the future?
Well, considering the way the females are acting on planet Earth right now, I can only see MGTOW expanding exponentially.
If you had something to say to the planet Earth, what would it be, Spock?
Live long and prosper.
Now, here's a question that all the guys out there wanted me to ask you, and that is, of all your adventures, which is one of your favourites?
Well, the captain and I have been on some great adventures together. I would say, though, that maybe Mirror Mirror was one of my favourites.
I knew it. We all said that, didn't we? That's a very good one. You played a really good bad guy there. So, if you... Oh. And he's gone. Well, I guess that's all we have time for this week. Thank you, Captain. So join us again next week where we have a very, very well-known guest. No, I'm not going to tell you who it is. So make sure you join us next week on Powwow.
Powwow.